Hi everyone, Karen Crisco here. Welcome back. And if you're new to the Channeled Wisdom community, I'd like to welcome you. And as always, thank you for our loyal subscribers and followers. It means so much to me. I thrive off of referrals, and I greatly appreciate any referrals that you send my way. So thank you everybody for that. And today we're going to jump in for a channeled message from Grace for the month of July. And if you're all ready, for anyone that's new, I will connect with Grace. She will pass along a message, and then I'll come back in once it's channeled through. So first off, I'm going to just connect with Grace and see what she has to say for everybody. So Grace comes in very loving, as she usually does. She's a wonderful female energy, long flowing gown that she wears, and I see her with very long hair as well. You can picture her almost like she's in the wind. She just has that grace and beauty that flows around her with such a wonderful loving energy as well too. So thank you, Grace, for coming in. And what do you have to say for all of our listeners today? So Grace says, thank you for having me back, as she chuckles. She says, I really enjoy doing this and allow everyone to connect with one another, to allow for growth and to allow for clarity and perspective to be seen throughout my messages. She says, so let's move into, she says, everything that's going on energetically for you as well as universally. She says, so universally, there are lots of changes. She says, yet again, she says, as you note, each month there are different changes, but with those different changes come different emotions, different actions people take out of these universal shifts and changes. She says, and what we're seeing for the month of July, she says, there's a lot of going to be ups and downs, and she says, and unfortunately there's going to be a lot of aggression in many, and she says, and this is why we want to spread love throughout the world and spread peace and a level of calm energy where people can find clarity. Because what's been transpiring over the past while, she says, people have been getting on, she says, the energetic wave of following. And even though some people feel like they're a very individual doing their own thing and they're standing up for their own rights and they're standing up for what they think is right, they're also being very highly individuals going in on this that really aren't standing together, so to speak, in a group. She says, and as you can see, because everybody has been very much in a standout individual zone with their own thoughts and feelings, it's also causing a lot of anger, a lot of disappointment, and a lot of people losing themselves throughout this because they are following, not being leaders. Having said that, this is where this all intertwines going forth, where there is still going to be a level of learning and growth for individuals throughout this time of trying to find themselves, trying to come back in alignment and balance. And as you have probably noticed, there have been many days where you have felt out of balance, out of alignment. And this is because when we go in energetically, she says, to project a little bit of an image, if you're familiar with the chakra system, when your chakras are out of alignment, and each chakra does relate to different elements of your life. So when your chakra and your energy system is out of alignment, she says, due to, she says, the energetic energy and information that's going on in the world that is so out of alignment, you absorb that, and that's where you become out of alignment. So the two don't really match up. And that's why you've been feeling this way of maybe out of balance, out of alignment, some notable changes within the stomach, pelvic, abdominal area of either upset, sensitivities, headaches that come in this way, because you're not living in your true authentic self. You are attaching to all the other energies around you, which are disturbing your own energy centers. So if you can, she says, over the next while, I really want you to tap into the universal energy of pure love, taking in the sunlight, taking in the rain, taking in the heat or whatever comes forth and absorbing it and feeling it. She says, everything is a divine source when it comes to nature and yourself. But if you allow others to dictate in a way of how they feel and it doesn't sit with you, or you feel intimidated, it will throw out energetic vibes throughout your whole system. And this is where we get into the chakras being out of alignment due to everything universally that is going out of alignment. She says, and this is where the emotions seem to ramp up and you experience different highs and lows and uncertainties and not necessarily feeling like yourself, but you have to allow the emotions to come through. You need to acknowledge them. It is telling you something. It is telling your body something. And this is where you do need to listen and understand that when you are given these wonderful gifts from the universe and spirit, they are free to you, but you have to take that stance to move forward, to use them in a way to reconnect, to realign and rebalance into the essence and truth of who you are. Grace says, I know it doesn't necessarily always seem like a simple task, but it is about doing. It's about taking one step at a time to move forward, to allow these shifts and change happen. She says, I know people have been feeling very distraught lately, and I understand that many of your energies are out of alignment and out of tune, but they are like anything. With time, patience, and practice, you can come back in alignment. And you will be supported, and I will support you as much as I can to give you this clarity so you understand what is going on with your body and energetically, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. Many people in this world just need to reconnect with themselves and understand that everyone is love. Everyone is one. We are all, she says, the human race is all connected. And she says, and we want to keep everyone connected and feeling loved. And she says, but it takes some of those people that are so much in their ego and fear mode to come out of that. But if you take your time and you do this for yourself, you are one more person adding love and light into the world. All right, so thank you, Grace, for that lovely message. I'm going to have to go back and take a listen to it because I don't always remember when I'm channeling what Grace does say. And that just seemed like a lot of information that came out. And I love taking Grace's insight myself to hear what she has to say. So thank you for tuning in. We will see you back in a couple weeks for this guided message and channeled message through Grace. Love and light to you all.